A Free Woman by Libby Purvis. Chapter 1. The storm was past. For the first time in days, the clouds scudding across the sky were white, high, harmless puffs. Beneath them, the sea was deep blue and barely ruffled by a steady westerly breeze. Against the glare and dazzle of the noonday light, the doorway of the galley made a darker rectangle. From the hot shade of its interior, a laden figure emerged, perspiring, dark tendrils of hair plastered to its head, a ragged vest slipping on tanned, glistening shoulders. It would have taken a moment or two for any outsider to recognize that the person advancing on the rail with a bucket of slops was female. But then, there were no outsiders on the Evangelina, and the men and boys of the little ship's company had long grown indifferent to the gender of the cook's mate. One flirtatious feint, one rebuff were enough. 1,000 miles out from Panama, a kind of grudging kinship bound them all together in a patient sexlessness. There would be time for soft delights later, in some harbour town, when all were clean and spruce in carefully hoarded shirts from the bottom of kit bags. For the moment, the expression of each man's desires was less pressing than the need to ensure he got a decent portion of potato soup or an unbruised apple from the keepers of the galley. The ship had come through bad weather during these past days. Food was more pressing than sex. The woman vanished into the dim doorway again, where the slop bucket was heard clanging to the floor. Moments later, she reappeared and stooped to pick up another aluminium pail and lower it briskly on its long rope into the turbulence of the ship's wake.